Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast brought to you by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Claudia Jordan. What's up, girl?
I'm ready to get undressed. I don't know about you. I'm just going to jump right in.
Jump in it.
You know what I'm... Whoa.
Not like that.
I don't know about you anymore. You've been getting very feisty and spicy lately.
Oh, I'm very spicy.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been up to, though?
Not that I can talk about just yet. But
we'll make up your mind, because you just said you're very spicy, and then you're being unspicy.
I'm private spicy, L'Oreal.
Private spice.
Private spice. I'm the sixth spice girl.
Spice guy? I was thinking more like Ice Spice.
Oh, we're from two different generations.
Well, if you can't tell, that will definitely show you. But is being lonely literally killing you? We're going to talk about that. When is it time to uncancel someone? Now, this person has been canceled for quite some time. I'm not really mad about it. No.
Oh.
The baby.
Oh, yeah.
The baby. I was never really mad about it because I always thought he was kind of arrogant. I think in the beginning, I was a fan, and then I started to see certain things, and I was like, ugh.
Another angry short man.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
You really have a problem with short people.
I do. I'm prejudiced.
Now, if a short person walk up to you and jump up and slap you, I can't wait.
Can he reach?
Hopefully it's a woman and not a guy.
Can she reach? I'll kick those. I'll sweep the leg like I'm a karate kid. Sweep the leg. Sweep the knee.
What is wrong with you? Then we're also going to be joined by Miss Lawrence, and we're going to talk about a few things, including like relationships when it comes to having a gay male friend and what's inappropriate and what's not in a friendship. A
lot of double standards I know I'm going to be speaking on.
There is a lot of double standards. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think it goes down in your DM.
My DMs, I get a lot of weirdos. I attract the mentally ill community every single week. So.
My favorite. And I think that we should cancel you for saying that.
I can't say mentally ill?
I don't think so.
What's
anymore.
The word? I can't say anything?
I don't think you can say any of those anymore.
I quit life.
Anyway, we're going to address all that mess.
I can't wait
weekend.
To get into it.
And we're also going to talk about Macy's for a second, because Macy's has been holding us down.
Aren't you a cute earring from Macy's?
Yes, they are.
They are really cute.
They have an unlimited shopping event. So it's going on now through Sunday, May 21st. Now, I'm going to tell you what you get.
Okay.
You get an extra 10 to 25% off the latest designer looks and home decor, which I know you're still getting your brand new house in order.
Yes.
So that'll be good for you.
I need lamps and carpets and throw pillows. I need all that kind of stuff.
Jesus Christ, sound like you need a sugar daddy now.
I do.
Macy's does have all that stuff.
Maybe I go find me a sugar daddy stud at Macy's. No?
Okay. Why are you so annoying?
Because okay. I'm tired.
Go check out Macy's.com to save before it's over. Some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details. And also, you can go to Macy's and find you...
A stud.
A stud. Okay.
Stud diamond studs.
You're annoying. Why do you do this? Why do you do this, Claudia?
Listen, it's part of my charm. I'm a lovable a-hole.
It's funny because I actually was trying to hook you up with somebody this weekend.
you
it was a struggle. It was, and what I mean by that is, not you, but the guy is like... The things he's complaining about is similar to things you're complaining about, but I don't think he's serious or ready. I don't.
Is he tall?
He is tall.
How tall?
He's your height, taller than you.
My height? Oh my God.
No, he's taller than you. I don't know. I'm short, so okay. He's taller than me.
So he's like 5'8 and a half?
No, he's taller than
you. You try to get me beat up? He's a little angry, little men that be beating up people.
No, he's like six. I don't know. I'm not good at that.
Okay. So what's wrong with him that no one else has snatched him up?
He's dating out. He's in a dating pool.
Oh, he's a hoe?
No. I just think that
That's
he's,
what you think of me?
You know, some of these guys, they just live a life.
I really want to see this guy because I want to see what you think of me. Like,
see,
you,
but that's
you,
what I told you. It's not, it wasn't, that's not what made me think to put y'all together.
People that are listening, you learn a lot about what your people really think of you when you see the person that they think is your type or good for you. And,
nah, that's not what it is.
He might be amazing.
It's like they have so much things that are the same. It's like y'all both just got a new house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all both are into cars, gambling.
Oh, does he gamble?
I mean, he's not like addicted to gambling, like but me. He's like you, but like he gambles. Like he likes nice stuff, so do you. He likes to travel.
Is he cute?
He's a nice looking guy. That's what I'm saying. Like
hairline?
He has, I don't know.
Struggle?
I don't even know
Beijing?
What his hair looks like.
Tattoo?
I can't think about what his hair looks like.
All the way up?
Oh, no. He has hair. Okay. He has a hairline, good hairline.
Missing side tooth?
No, he has all his teeth.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, on paper, it's good, but I just don't. He's not like ready to settle down, I don't think. He's not getting ready to settle down, but I think it's cool to travel. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that you can coexist with somebody like that? And what I mean by that is, like, maybe it not be a sexual thing. Maybe it just be like, y'all both have something to bring to the table and y'all can have fun together. Would you ever do something like that?
And we don't have sex?
I mean, isn't that kind of like dating?
Yeah.
Have you ever dated somebody without having sex? Like, for a long period of time?
No, not for a long period of time. Because eventually, you got to get that thing up.
Yeah, I think that you're going to end up
And you can't
sex.
Lay in my bed with me and just, like, sit around. No, get
out. Yeah, see, so I don't know if I want you to have sex with him, so maybe no.
Okay, so you like him for me, but you don't want me to have sex with him. Something's wrong with him.
No, I just think it's fun. Like, I think he could. Maybe I'm judging him, and maybe that's not
You
right
want
either.
Us to just double date.
I think that's probably what it is. So let's go. He's an easy double date.
We can go eat with him, and like I could inspect this man. And I will come back to the Undressed Women podcast and tell y'all on a scale of 1 to 10 what he is.
He's a good time.
He's a good time, but you don't like him though. You didn't like him last week.
We're growing. You know, I did like him. I probably talked crap about him before in this show.
Oh,
but
what's he do for a living?
I like.
Is he a bus driver?
Yes.
Okay.
No, he's not a bus driver.
But a sexy one.
He has different things that he does.
Drug dealer?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yes, Claudia, I'm hooking you up with a drug dealer.
I mean, back in the 90s. In the 90s, I've been okay, early 2000s, but not in 2023.
Anyway, now let's talk about is being lonely literally killing you, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's an article, our epidemic of loneliness and isolation. So they're saying that loneliness is like smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Who does that? It has a more harmful mortality impact than obesity and physical inactivity. Okay, now the doctor is saying that we must prioritize social connections because this is becoming a public health epidemic. Now, since 1960, the number of single households have doubled. So several examples of harms include technology that displaces in-person engagement, monopolizes our attention, and reduces the quality of our interactions and even diminishes our self-esteem. So with technology and social media, and after going through the pandemic and working from home and all that, at times, do you ever feel like you're lonely?
Well, I had a boyfriend the entire time of the pandemic, and we actually got along really well. And I really thought about the people that didn't have someone, how horrible that must have been to just have to go through something so traumatic and life-changing and by yourself. So, yeah, I've definitely had my time where I've been lonely. I definitely think it affects your mental health. It affects your anxiety. It affects how you sleep.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you have no one to, like, say, hey, guess what? Oh, there's nobody there. Yes, it's not good for you mentally. We're social beings. Humans are meant to be social and be around other people.
But do you feel like it's a healthy balance? Because I do feel like it could be a point where you're around people too much.
Yeah, definitely a balance. Because then you got to get away from these people sometimes, especially if they're toxic.
Yeah, so lonely, I'm like a loner, so I don't really mind being by myself.
But you're also a lover as well.
I am. It's weird.
You're getting your physical. There's a girl online that this story was inspired by. This she was crying about. She's like so deprived of human touch, and she said she's starving, and she was really going through. She was breaking down.
Oh, see, no, I couldn't imagine that. You got to get out and touch somebody.
Y'all get touched.
Reach out and touch.
I like to get touched about 3-4 times when I get touched in the night. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Like, but when it's time to be by myself, I like my alone time as well.
Yeah, it's helpful.
So as I felt, like I said, you got to get out and be around people. Damn, no physical touch at all. Yeah, that has to be, I couldn't imagine not being hugged, held.
Right.
None of that
But think
ever.
About it, there's a lot of people here out there that have no one, like no family, no friends. They are true loners. Like, you're a loner when you choose, right? But there's true loners that have nobody.
But like, I isolate myself. So with it, because like, people always try to hang out with me. I'm not going to lie. And like yesterday, I went out and I was by myself. And my friend hit me and was like, yo, why did you just go by yourself? But then I got other friends who was like, yeah, you should go by yourself. So I think it just like depends. But I couldn't imagine just being like, you have absolutely nobody, but why don't you go out and meet people?
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, I think it's easy to meet people.
I do too. I also think about homeless people, like how lonely that's gotta feel. Cause when you see someone, a lot of times people tend to avoid them or not even make eye contact with them. So imagine not being touched, not being held, not being nourished right, and then people won't even look at you. You must feel like a ghost on earth.
But some people want to live like that. They want to, you know, they choose to be homeless, you know? And a lot of it has to do with mental health and people not understanding or accepting them.
Right.
And again, they choose to be alone.
Right.
So I do think that that's sad, them saying that the number of households of singles have doubled.
That makes it more of a financial struggle. People, the way to build generational wealth and wealth is two income families, two income homes at least, where like, imagine like how much money you save if two people were like in that same place.
Or imagine how much you could spend, because then you can also get with somebody that has bad spending habits like you.
Well, I also am a good saver, ma'am.
I'm not talking about you. I mean, like, people.
I felt attacked.
Damn. Clearly, we see.
No, you looked at my soul when you said that.
Well, I don't have anyone else to look at right now. You're talking to me. Anyway, so, but yeah, you can see how that could kind of physically break somebody down.
1,000%.
Wanting and needing a hug, like, when you're going through something, even that, think about that. Like, when you're crying or something, you just want somebody to hug
by
me.
Yourself.
I just want
to. Because you don't want to be on Instagram filming yourself crying, trying to get the love and the attention there. Because
what crying. Would make you do that? Do you feel like loneliness has ever affected you physically?
Yeah, I was depressed. I used to live up in the mountains in LA, and then things were not really going well for me in my life. I you know, just across the board in all areas. And I just became a hermit. I was by myself. And it felt like, damn, if something happened, like if I died, would anyone even come up here to check on me?
Damn.
And it was really sad. I remember a friend forced herself over to my house and she forced me to give her a hug and she like made me do it. I was like, so like, and then I just kind of collapsed in her arms. Like, I guess I do need people. I guess I do need people.
Yeah.
But I think especially being like a black woman, like again, we always have this cape we got to put on. I'm a strong black woman. We take pride in that and we need to stop taking pride in that and start being a little more vulnerable and allowing people to come catch us when we're falling.
Yeah, I will walk away and break down real quick. Like, I'm not one of, I mean, yeah, I guess that's true. I do try to be strong on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know when I need to be by myself mm-hmm. to cry a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to let things out sometimes.
Do you cry a lot?
Yeah. You know what? I used to cry a lot more. I always looked at that as a sign of weakness. And it's crazy because my therapist, that's like the first conversation me and her had. Mm-hmm. And she was like, why do you look at like crying as a sign of weakness? And I was like, because people look at you like that as well. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I actually feel like it's a sign of strength. Like, she's like, most people are too weak to show their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, the fact that you can is actually a positive thing. So I started looking at it in a different way. But at one point in time, if I was really upset about something, like, I used to couldn't even get words out without crying. Mm-hmm. And I used to hate that so much. So I'm not like that no more. But, like, whenever I'm talking about touchy stuff, yes, I cry. I could think about certain things and just get to crying. I think I could have been a really good, great actress.
You should get into it. It's not too late.
Yeah.
Because some of us have to use tricks. Like, when I have to do a crying scene, I put a little liquid soap under my nail. And right before the crying part, I go like this and I hit it and then I start crying.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I think about my mom or, you know, just like, because I love my mom so much. So, like, I'd be like, never want nothing to happen to her.
A softer, kinder.
Yeah. I'm actually very soft and kind. You don't think so? I am so. Claudia, you're actually the evil one.
I am extremely sensitive.
You are sensitive, but you can be a little evil.
I'm not evil. Only when attacked. Like, when people come for me, then I have to fight back because I feel like all I have is me. I feel like I've always been like that in life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like my father wasn't really around for me like that. Like, I never had a big brother. I had a younger brother to say, this boy did this to me or this person did. I always had to, like, fight back. So I think sometimes it's a misconception, like, you're mean or you're this. I'm like, I'm not mean. I'm actually a very sensitive, caring, loving person. But people will try you, and then it's like, when I pop back, I'm sorry, my response is better than your little weak ass chat. So now I'm perceived as the mean person.
But you're, oh, because I think it'll be looked at like you're on the defense. Like, look how I just was like sent it with you. And you're like, yeah, but the way that I, and I'm like, hold on, fam. I just meant you like people.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like because you do have your guard up, mm-hmm. that it's more of that.
I've been through a lot. I have been through a lot in my life. And I'm sure in the future episodes we'll get into it. But I've been through, by the time I was 21, I felt like I already lived the life of a 40-year-old. And I was like, nobody should have had to have gone through this much stuff by the time they're 21.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be in a major trial, death threats, sexual assault, like a lot of things, abandonment, like a lot of stuff that I had to go through. You know, all while having an immigrant mother and being called
with an afro.
With an afro. And people like really coming for her, yeah. and calling her an N-word lover. And we had to fight since we were 5 years old, from racist neighbors that didn't want this one black family to be in their neighborhood.
Right.
To, you know, like I feel like I've been fighting for justice since I came out the womb.
Right.
My parents got together. It was only 3 years after the law made it okay for people to have interracial relationship mm-hmm. marriages.
Mm-hmm.
It was that was in 1968. My parents married in 71. So they had to really be like pioneers. And, you know, I was born into that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was mm-hmm. born into that. And it's like crazy. So, you know, I guess I am like, what, were you trying to come for me? You know what I mean? Like, I have to.
I don't want
they
no
haven't
problem.
Come for me since 1978.
Well, I didn't want no problem. I thought we was friends until you just
man,
tried
we
to
friends until you try me.
Swing on me, and I didn't even do anything. I was trying to give you a hug. No, but I do. I do want us to talk about more stuff, like get a little deeper, mm-hmm. and I want to know more, you know, because right. I do know some stuff, but I know some people need to learn more about Claudia to understand Claudia.
I think people that have a lot of stuff they've been through and they don't really talk about as much, you know, people, you can, that's why I try to be open-minded about people, because there's always another side. Like, we think, oh, you're just like this, and we put you in a box. You're like that because this happened to
yeah.
you, and no one protected you,
yeah.
and then you had to learn how to survive, so you became walls up, or defensive, or foul mouth, whatever it is.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Now, there's always yeah. a reason behind everything.
It takes some time to get to know people, and you have to be, you know, empathetic to what mm. people have been through and just understanding. And I think we are so busy judging people just off of one thing. Mm-hmm. Or I think about how we talked about the Ebony K. Williams thing and how, like, now you just have this thought of her. And that's just that she done lived many days on this earth without pissing you off. So I'm pretty sure there was things she did that was amazing as well. But to just write somebody off for an opinion, a thought.
I don't like that about our society. You can do 100 good things and have 25 years of a positive impact and work. And you get caught slipping in one sound bite, and now you're redefined as this hateful person. It's not right.
Well, it's perfect that we're talking about this, because this one person actually did get defined by a sound bite,
mm-hmm.
and he is still canceled to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking, when is it time to uncancel someone? So the baby, he's had a pretty hard time since he made the homophobic remarks on stage at Rolling Loud in Miami. I was actually there.
Mm-hmm.
I was more offended about what he did to Meg on stage, mm-hmm. like the how they was taunting and teasing her, how he brought out Tory Lanez. I was offended by that.
Yeah, that was gross.
I didn't even make it to the comments that mm-hmm. he said after. I knew that was going to be a big deal while I was there watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was going to turn into something.
How did the crowd receive it when he was making those comments? Both.
I think when he brought Tory Lanez out, everybody was pretty shocked because nobody knew that he really had an issue with Meg at that time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I was the most shocked, though. I feel like people were there and they were in the moment, but they weren't understanding what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm coming from the eye of L'Oreal and Lowdown and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, this is about to be big and mm-hmm. this is shady. So I knew it was going to be bad. But I didn't know it was going to be this bad. I did hear the comments that he said, and I cringed when he said the comments. But I didn't get it either. Mm-hmm. I was like, where did that come
right.
from? Like, it was just out of nowhere. So
it seemed weird to attack that group like that.
Super weird, you know. And he was supported by some artists, like 21 Savage, Gucci Mane, Offset. And he was recently on the Shop, LeBron James show. Uninterrupted, and he said he wished that he would have handled the situation a lot differently and that he's not a bad person. He's just misunderstood. I mean, listen, what do you think? So if he apologized and he suffered all this time.
He did suffer.
Do you think it's time to uncancel him? And have you ever talked to or met DaBaby? I want to know that.
I seen him at an event in L.A. I didn't say anything to him. And actually, people were still kind of off him.
Okay.
It was a few months ago. And he looked defeated. He looked like he knew he wasn't it anymore. And he did it to himself.
He did it to himself.
Do I think you can be uncanceled? Except, like, rape and molestation and murder, I think, unless it's self-defense. I think that there should always be a way. I mean, we sit there and preach about being, you know, spiritual people or Christians or Catholics, whatever you are. And forgiveness on, but then when it comes time to apply, we don't really do it.
Right.
But the best apology is change behavior. If we see a pattern of you, okay, you've been keeping your nose clean and you've been making it right, then I think we should be open to it. If you're still a cocky little jerk and you're still feeling yourself and you just think, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and say this little apology because my publicist told me to, then no, you're still on the cancel list. But I think if you really are sincere and you're like, you know what, I really did mess up and I see the error of my ways, then I think we should be open to it.
I don't think he has. And furthermore, part of it is because of how he's still interacting with this Meg situation. He was asked by TMZ if he would do a collab with her. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, and all this other stuff. But my thing is, he said that before when they were beefing and was like, well, shoot, it's business or whatever, whatever. When are you going to apologize?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to apologize to Meg? That's who you need to be apologizing to. You jumped into their situation for no reason. And you talked to that girl in the middle of a time when you didn't even have to involve yourself.
He definitely went out real bad. I was disgusted with him with the antics. Like, and I just thought it was
all of that was corny. He did a whole song about it. So why are we uncanceling somebody that still, he did that not too long ago.
I was talking about in general, not just him, but him. I think he has a long way to go before he's really
do the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because when he first came out, I was a fan. We interviewed him on another show that I did, mm-hmm. and he was really nice. Mm-hmm. He was really nice. It was a great conversation. It was actually the first interview he had that even reached over 1 million views.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was a cool guy. You know, ran into him again. You could see the change.
Yeah, yeah.
You could see the change. You could see the cockiness. And okay, you know, he's been through a lot. Let's not forget his dad passed away when his album came out. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just bad time. His brother was killed. So I understand having a chip on your shoulder. I get that. I understand you go through painful moments and maybe you just don't know how to handle them. But to be nasty to people and to constantly keep this attitude is what I don't like. And I actually went to interview him another time, just him and I. It was a certain time. He pushed the time back. He pushed the time up. He pushed the time back. Then he stood there in the camera and stood there and had me waiting. And then when we finally sat down, now this is a person I've spoken to numerous times before, mm-hmm. right? Very nasty. Was like, let's get this done, after he sat and had me waiting for him while he was doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked him a couple questions and he hung up on me. And after he hung up on me, he demanded an apology and tried to make it seem like I insinuated that he, because it was something to do with an event for kids. And I'm asking him questions. He tried to say that I insinuated something with the kids. Me, a woman, you think I'm going to joke or something? Something with a man messing with, what the hell would be funny about that?
Mm-hmm.
So I never would apologize to anybody in a billion years over a question that I'm interviewing. And I said, kindly, never going to happen. And I don't care if I ever see, interview, or have
so that was
any.
It for y'all?
Yeah, that was the last interaction that I had with him. I think he's extremely rude, extremely cocky. That's not the person that I met the first time.
I have a question.
What's that?
How tall is he?
He's a small guy.
So you see, my theory is ringing
true. Okay, here we go.
This is like the third week in a row that we're talking about a hostile petite man.
And he helped another one, Tory Lanez.
They run in packs. They're like a pack of elves.
The Keeblers. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
They are. They're angry. Maybe they ran out of chocolate in that tree or something. But I'm telling you, my theory rings true. And not all of them, because Kevin Hart is a very pleasant and very nice guy.
Okay.
But some.
He's also a lot richer than all the people we just named.
So I think because people, I think ladies, we got to stop saying, I want a guy that's tall, dark, and handsome. We're making him feel away. And then you create people like the baby, and Tory Lanez, and then his hairline's messed up. I'm just saying, the baby definitely came out and he was very talented. I like his music, but fame ain't for everybody. I never understood how you became richer and more successful and you don't become kinder. When I meet people out and they're like, oh my God, I see you on this, it warms my heart and makes me feel mushy and good inside, like, oh my God, you watch, like, I impacted
you. But those are how, I will say this about him, that is how they're approaching you. He's had a lot of issues with physical situations where people have either tried to put their hands. Well, he's usually the one putting the hands on people. Yeah, I can't.
We need a strap in.
But then maybe they're approaching him differently, too, because they know that he's been in altercations.
I don't know. You're a man. You're a small man, but you're a man. And you got to control yourself and you got to be accountable. You've been blessed with a career. You blew up. You got very rich, really fast and famous. And you choose to be nasty to people that are interviewing you to promote you. You choose to be nasty to women. You put yourself in other people's business. You're taking up for Tory Lanez. You're minding everyone else's business. And now look at you.
I don't like how he did Danny Lay either. That was pretty
That was
wicked.
So, that's when he lost me. That was whack. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand a man that's going to lay up and tell you how much they love you privately. And then when those Instagram Live, come
you
on.
You a side chick.
You want to wild out. And he just got so arrogant. And his teeth are too big.
It's the arrogance. He did. It's unfortunate to see somebody with talent who did have such a cool personality turn. It's like Kanye, to be honest. Like, I knew Kanye before.
I used to see him at Jamie's house, but when he first saw, he was so humble and
he
so
was so
nice.
Cool.
And the next time I saw a little change and a little change, then it was like a big change.
That was a big change. I remember when he first stopped letting people around him. It's weird because you see the progression of BS.
Yeah.
And it's really sad, but
can I ask you a surface question though, because I'm a little bit petty. I have my petty hat over there. Why do these male celebrities, especially the small ones, when they get their teeth done, they get such huge veneers? Like they're 5'4" and they get teeth for like the 6'6" guy.
I think it's because they don't know that they're small.
Like Tory Lanez and baby, they both have really big teeth.
Like you ever like pick a dress out and you think you're a certain size and then you put it on, you be like, oh.
But this is your mouth though.
Yeah, but they probably think they bigger than they are.
So like they buying a 6'6".
Now, I don't get the teeth thing. I feel like the dentist, that's their fault. I can't fault the baby and all these because
they show you before they put the permanent ones in though.
Do they?
They make a mold and they go, hey, so you see a bunch of look like you got a mouthful of laptops. And this is the tooth you're going to go with?
Because sometimes, like, even when I'm getting my nails done, I don't like the color, but I don't be wanting to tell the lady because I don't want to feel awkward. So maybe that's how they felt. Like, they're a little big, but I'm going to just stay quiet because this is probably normal.
And then also the new money teeth.
I thought those was the same teeth.
It's like, I got new money, so I'm going to show you.
What did Glorilla say? She got her teeth done over 3 times because the size was too big and she couldn't.
See, she's
It made her rap different and everything.
Yeah, it's hard to close your mouth.
Okay. Well,
the baby, I guess, will not be coming by the Undressed Women podcast. You're not invited, Shorty.
So not time to uncancel him yet. He hasn't learned.
I think he's being broken down, but he's not all the way there yet.
Yeah.
What you're telling
I don't even need somebody to be broken down. It's just like, do better.
Apologize to Meg publicly. That'll be big. Because I think other men will follow suit. Because a lot of men jump on that hate Megan train. Because of the baby and Tory Lanez.
And some people, like I said, you never know what somebody is going through. So like I said, he had that issue with his family. Like, even if you might hear me with an attitude one morning, what's going on over there? Well, something going on. You know what I mean? People don't just come with an attitude. Sometimes there's stuff going on. So I will say, I don't think he deserves to be canceled to the point where he can't provide for his family. But I do think, like, get it together and be nicer. to people.
Agree. But I also don't try to give too many passes for someone going through something, because guess what?
We're all going through something.
Like the way he went, you know, he was going through stuff. Didn't Megan lose one of her parents or her parents? Or so she had a, like, everyone
lost her mother.
She lost her mom. So like,
and her grandma.
Why is your trauma? I gotta respect your trauma and where you are, but you don't respect mine.
Yeah,
I think
right.
It should be mutual. If you dig deep enough, everyone has some stuff they're dealing with.
Well, sorry, the baby, you ain't canceled over here.
Cancel them big ass teeth though.
But they let him on the shop. That's a big deal.
Maybe that's a step.
Yeah, that's a step in the right direction. LeBron rock with him, so okay.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All right, now we're going to welcome Miss Lawrence to the show and talk about some of the trends in sunglasses that you could get at Macy's. Of course, like I got my Tom Ford joints, you know, at Macy's. Miss Lawrence, welcome to the show.
What's up? Yes, honey. Listen, it is summertime. It is going to be a summer full of shade, honey.
Shady.
I mean that literally and figuratively. And Macy's has a very broad and wide range of incredible sunglasses, from Versace to Tom Ford to Dolce and Gabbana.
Yeah.
You name it. And I think, you know, sunglasses is that accessory that very rarely will the trend of or the style of sunglasses change. I always love a big, huge, oversized frame.
Me too.
Similar to what both of y'all are wearing now.
Yes.
Sometimes now at nighttime, like if I'm going out, I like to do a cat eye sunglass because of the style, you know, but I love an old sickening big Jackie O frame, honey, that just screams power, that screams opulence, that screams rich, you know. I love a very, very, very black frame if I'm traveling. So when I travel, I don't want you to see my eyes.
I know that's
all.
Right.
Because I'm a people watcher and I don't want nobody to catch me staring at them. Like when I'm traveling, I'd be staring at everybody, especially nowadays you kind of have to.
Yeah.
So much
you can be so shady
going.
When you wear glasses. I love it.
That's right.
Like you can give someone a little
so
side eye.
Shady.
Out.
Right. Like glasses, I wish I had some in front of me. Glasses is one of them things you can like have them off. If somebody say something stupid, you can put them on and that says everything that needs to be said about how you feel about them and whatever it is they're doing or saying.
Right. I love glasses. You know, that's my thing. Every day I try to make sure I snatch me a pair before I walk out, especially waking up really early in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's great to just like, you know, cover up your face. And also when you have pie on your face, like some people out here in these streets.
Do I have pie?
No, you don't have pie on your
face. It's pie.
Well, no, other people have pie in their face. Let's get into some trending topics. Ari Fletcher, she is the girlfriend of Moneybagg Yo. Mm-hmm. And she has a friend that, her and this friend, they're like a riot. Whenever you see them on social media, they're always like going back and forth or whatever. His name is Toussaint. So people were accusing Toussaint of being bisexual, even though he's a gay man. Now, the reason why they say he's bisexual is because he has this like... I guess it's a fake obsession. I guess they're playing, but to some people that they don't think he is. So he touches Ari a lot, like on the butt, or you know, will dance on her or try to kiss her and do certain stuff. And some people think it's inappropriate. What do y'all think about that when it comes to a woman having a gay male friend and maybe him touching her a little bit and playing around with her?
Well, now the kissing part is interesting. Ari Fletcher is an extremely curvaceous woman. Mm-hmm. So I could see him being enamored by her body. And maybe that's why he may touch on her or slap on her butt or whatever the case may be. I would say it's innocent, you know. Me having been in the beauty industry for so long, I am enamored by women's beauty. I look at women's body as just a work of art, you know. But if I, like one of my girlfriends come up, they just got a new BBL or something, I might be like, yeah, and I might like touch it and be like, let me see if it's soft, you know. Let me see how firm, da 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 da. But it's completely innocent and it is non-sexual. And I don't know who this young man is, but I if he's gay, I seriously doubt that it's more than just that, than just them having fun.
Right.
It's probably rubbing some people the wrong way, although it's really none of their business, because she has a very famous boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then that could be taken as, it's still, okay, yeah, he's a gay man, but he's still a man.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, he doesn't make, like, that look. But I wonder if the boyfriend's cool with it. If he is secure with their relationship, like, I know him and he's not a threat, then I guess it's fine to be playful and have fun.
I'm pretty sure he's okay with it, because wouldn't he have said something by now, and she probably would have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So she does fight him off. It does seem like they're joking and playing mm-hmm. around. But like at the same time, I do think like anybody kind of putting their hands, because even like a woman, like to me, it doesn't matter. It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate.
Well, if your man had a lesbian friend.
No.
Right? And she was like, oh, I'm a lesbian, but she's like grabbing his thing. You
no.
know? You would, how would you feel?
No. I'm lesbian too, then. Like, no.
Is this breaking news?
Yeah.
You know what? That's interesting. I never even looked at that way, Claudia. Yeah, because that would be
weird.
Yeah.
See, I'm never letting that rock.
See how it's when you flip it.
I don't know
you
if a woman.
It's,
yeah. It's a double standard. Yeah.
It
is.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's several. No, then we were talking earlier, and you said you like feel a kind of way like when a man uses the word bitch, right?
Yeah. So I feel like in our society we are quick to deem, especially with black men, someone having toxic masculinity by the way he talks to a woman,
mm-hmm.
calling her a bitch or a fish or anything like that, right? Well, they wouldn't say fish, but bitch.
Yeah.
And I think you have more passes in that area when you're a gay man, because it's like, well, he's a gay guy, so when he's like bitch this or fish, I had to tell one of my gay friends that like, it may be cool in your friend circle, but I don't like it. And you, just like I would have to respect you and not use certain words that are offensive to you that maybe I don't see a big deal in it,
mm-hmm.
you have to respect that with me as well. Or we don't really have a mutual friendship. We have a one-way friendship.
Yeah.
And I think society's been getting that way lately a lot.
Like, so do you just have a problem with men saying it, or do you not like your women friends saying that to you as well?
I actually cringe when women do it too. I do not.
I never called you that.
So you don't. I feel like it's all like context, right? So for me, when I am addressing women, like a lot of my girlfriends, my heterosexual girlfriends, you know, and just in our regular everyday conversations, we might be on the phone. I'm like, girl, bitch, why so and so just called me and da 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 da. Bitch, I went to so and so. Oh, bitch, I went to Macy's, bitch. They got some Tom Ford. I went. But if we're in an argument, that is when my more masculine energy shows up and I have a little bit more respect, and I don't use the word bitch in a derogatory way when mm-hmm. I am addressing a woman. If I am in some type of battle or disagreement or whatever the case may be, I'm very cognizant of that. And I don't like it when I hate to hear men call women bitches. I've never even liked it since the, you know, in hip hop, you know, I really feel like hip hop is one of the reasons that it's made it so normalized being able to call women bitches, right? I don't like it at all. Now, if a man is having a conversation with his friend, his homegirl, and he's calling her like a straight man is not just about to be like, bitch, let's go to the store. Or, bitch, let's
I mean,
go to the
some
mall.
Of them, Jeff.
Well, if his name is Blueface.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, Blueface, exactly.
Well, then you gotta
I don't like that.
I don't like it
now,
either.
Now, that's crazy.
I'm very much about fairness, and maybe it's not fair how much I'm about fairness, but I just don't like it. And your sexuality is not going to give you a pass with me. And just like my mind shouldn't give me a pass with you.
Right.
I just think we got to get to a place where it's more mutual respect.
I'm with you. And I'm with you also. Yeah, I'm sorry, babe. Go ahead.
If someone's like, I have said it with like some of my very, 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 very close friends that right. we know exactly there's no malintent from mm-hmm. that. But I feel right. like people are too casual. Like if you only know me kind of surface and you're like, bitch, this, I'm, hold up now.
Yeah.
No, no.
You know what's so crazy? I heard Gary, he would say it on air mm-hmm. and they would let it rock. And then if I said it, they would bleep it out. And I was like, what the hell? How are you bleeping me saying
it? Double standard.
Really? But how come Gary could say it? And they're like, well, he says it differently. And I'm like,
that's interesting.
And I thought that was crazy.
I do not think that that's fair. And I'm with you, Claudia, on I don't like to hear gay people call women fish either. I don't like to hear either.
There's nothing cute about that. It's nothing complimentary. I get it amongst each other. I get when they say, oh, they give in white fish or corporate fish. I get it amongst them. When I think a man calling a woman fish, how is that ever a term of endearment? If you're going to call me a food item, call me something that smells good. Like, call me like, oh, banana pudding or strawberry shortcake. Don't be calling me no fish.
They call me strawberry shortcake.
Oh, I'm banana pudding.
Ooh, Miss Mango Girl.
Yeah.
Ooh, Miss Kiwi Girl.
Yeah. You know. Okay. Miss Lawrence, let the people know where they can find and follow you.
You all can find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Miss Lawrence. That's MissLawrence.
And don't get it twisted. We will see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All right, y'all, let's get into some DMs.
You have anything good? Let me see if I got anything.
Yeah, see
week.
If you got something good because this know. Is your week.
I screenshotted something on my other computer, though. Let me see. I got to go on the request.
Oh, actually, I have one.
Okay, good.
But keep looking.
I'm going to look.
Okay. Hey, L'Oreal, I have a question for you and Claudia. Mm. I talked to this guy that lives in another state. I met him in high school, but we really started talking after we got older. After talking for some time, he ghosted me for no real reason. Now, I just didn't hear from him. He is back around calling and texting me again. I like him, but I don't know if I should take him seriously. What would y'all do?
That's someone that has a girlfriend and called you during a break when he was...
Or a wife.
So he was like mad at the girl and like, I'm going to call someone else. Mm-hmm. Or... find a little window where the wife wasn't around, the girlfriend wasn't around, and then when she, you know, things got good again, ghost you.
That's a fact.
That's what happens. Mm-hmm. And I had to be real with myself about that happening in my life. That's happened to me before.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you know, and I hear some of my friends talk and make excuses for men. Oh, he's just intimidated by me, or he has a lot on his mind, or his work isn't right.
He
will still find you if he wants to. And we have to be real with ourselves, ladies. With the bell. We got to be real. It hurts. It hurts to accept that, but we got to.
So when's the last time you were ghosted?
There was a little semi-ghost recently.
Really?
Semi-ghost, but the ghosts come back. They come back from the dead, and I'm supposed to have said lunch with the ghost on Wednesday.
So you'll go have lunch with the ghost?
Only because I want to have a conversation face-to-face.
I would only go have lunch with the ghost if I was broke, dead, and starving. Like, I don't, when somebody ghosts
broke,
you.
I'm not broke, I'm not dead, but I am starving. I like to hold people accountable, so I like to have conversations with them about it, to their face. It's maybe.
Why?
I don't know. I like to put a button on things.
So you like to waste your time?
Yes. Clearly.
I couldn't. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Like, I check out. Like, and especially in a ghosting situation.
I don't know if it was a ghost. I think the problem was a lot of our conversations were happening on text and mm-hmm. not phone calls.
That's weird.
So you don't know my tone and I don't know your tone.
I hate that.
And I think he was taking my words differently and I want to just see before I say mm-hmm. all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like it was a matter of that. Because when we talk on the phone, it's not the same. But on a text, I think It's so easy for things to be misconstrued or assumed on text.
Yeah, I kind of had to stop the text thing. And I'm not a big texter, but my dude is. And like, we was miscommunicating so much that we only text for small things now.
I have some friends or some people that I cannot text with them because I know it's going to go left. You're going to misunderstand me and I'm going to like get sense into what you're saying. So I'm doing things a little bit more grown now that I'm 50 now. Like, I could be like, F you, I'm off you. Or yeah. I can be like, let's talk face to face and let's see what it really was.
I'm weak right now because one time I was like, I'm not even going to tell you what happened. But I text this. And he's like, so why would you even text me that?
Right.
Thinking that I'm not going to tell. And I'm like, no, I'm like introing what I'm about to tell you.
Not the intro. But we got to talk more on the phone and in person. Yeah. I think social media, I think texting is messing up relationships.
That's a like, fact. We just talked about that.
You read it in your tone, right? Like, yeah. I can text you something, be like, how you come to my city and not hit me up. Yeah. You might read it like, how you come to my city and not hit me up. But I'm saying it like laughing like, girl, how you come to my city and not hit me up.
Yeah.
And you thinking I'm coming at you shady. And I'm like, wait, why are you tripping? And it's that easy.
See,
to fall out.
That's why the voice notes even
love
work. For
voice
you
notes.
Use that all the time.
Because
I'll be like, all right, Chloe. Sometimes I listen to your voice notes 3 days later. I'll be like,
yeah, I know. You are the worst.
Everybody says I'm bad. I'm bad with everything.
Oh my God, I'm texting you last night. We're trying to get a makeup artist for today, and I'm like, you know, let me know.
First of all, I don't even remember talking to you. I was so twisted.
Oh yeah, the typos were all over the place.
I was so twisted. You should have known by how I was texting. I don't even remember talking to you.
I don't know that.
I wanted to kill Claudia though because she did not secure the makeup artist. Like
I
she
tried.
Was
the makeup artist didn't hit me back.
You had 2 weeks to do this, Claudia.
The makeup artist I know, she's fired, won't be done until 1 second, and then never hits me again until today.
I don't even remember texting her that. So that goes to show you.
So you're
anyway.
You're a terrible
communicator. I ghosted your ass.
You ghost me. See, so if I give you a chance, like I get him a chance. One, though.
Nah, that's different, though. No, so I got ghosted by this guy one time, and I still to this day don't even know why he ghosted me. I'm still trying to figure it out because he be liking my pictures and all this stuff, and I'm like, nah, but you have ghosted me.
Married.
Nah, he's not even. He's
girlfriend.
Like he's the type of person that he would have posted it. Maybe a boyfriend.
You might have a boyfriend.
Because look, we hung out and then made plans.
Did you try to smash?
No, we was like hanging out. We're outside. So we're hanging out. We go to this bar, whatever. We had a couple drinks. The plan was to only hang out for a little bit because we both had something to do. And we made plans for the weekend and everything was good. He texted me, made sure I got home, whatever, whatever. Then the next day, I was like, hey, are we still going to link up or whatever? He's like, yeah, whatever. Gave a time, everything. And then that was the last time I heard from him.
Got back with his girlfriend.
That afternoon?
Yeah.
He did not have a girlfriend.
How do you know this, L'Oreal?
I know for a fact.
They
lie. We had mutual friends.
So much.
We had mutual friends. He didn't have a girlfriend. I don't know why he ghosted me. Maybe my breath stank that day.
Maybe.
But he kissed me, so no, that didn't happen.
You gotta
I wonder
look at
what happened. I want to know why I got ghosted. Probably too expensive.
I got ghosted before, and it was years of ghosting.
No, that's crazy.
Like, well, he just ghosted, and then I never saw him again. And then I ran into him, right, in L.A. when I first moved to L.A. This was like 1997, a long time ago.
Okay.
He was like 5. And so I saw him. I was like, like, I was happy.
And he ran.
No, he came to me, and he like, oh, it was like, I thought this, and I like, we were miscommunicating again, right? So we hung on again. And
he did it again.
4 years later, I hate him. Tony.
I wonder what you did to Tony.
He probably had a wife.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of now want to reach out to this guy and be like, yo, what did I do?
How about on this podcast, at one point, we reach out to people who ghosted us and see if we can get them to admit it on the air. Or you can call mine. I can call you.
I don't even have his number. I'm going to have to try to get it. No, yeah, I'm going to, because I tell you, he'd be liking my pictures to this day. So I'm like, why is it?
I tell my friends not to ghost people. I said, have a conversation because, like, we need to stop the cycle of ghosting.
Mad
I know,
people.
But that's not good. That's why you're getting karma back.
No. I'm not. I'm fine now.
You say that now.
Stop.
It's hurtful.
Don't jinx me.
Don't ghost somebody. It's
I mean,
right.
well, with people that I ghost, it's because, like, I just didn't like them.
Well, maybe he didn't
What's worse? You rather somebody ghost you or tell you they don't like
I'd rather them say, one of the dopest things someone said was, if I was ready, you'd be it, but I'm not. And that could have been a lie, but it made me feel better about the experience.
Nah, that will keep me. Like, if somebody said something like that to me, I'd be like, oh, he wants to be my friend. I might be one of those delusional
girls. But that's better than ghosting. Ghosting. I thought this guy died, and he lived in L.A. at the time, and it was an earthquake in 1994 or whatever it was. I was 7, whatever it was. I was like, are you alive? Just let me know that you didn't die in the earthquake. I was
bugging.
Yeah,
I don't understand girls like that, because this happened to my homegirl the other day, and she was like, just let me know if he's ghosting you, stupid. Like, what do you
But you can tell ghosts come back from the dead and tell me you ain't dead.
No. Why do y'all care? I'm telling you, that's the only time that happened to me, and I think it's hilarious.
You're young. It'll happen again.
No, it's not going to happen again, and stop trying to write off my relationship.
Not your relationship. You can get ghosts.
I'm getting married.
You can get ghosts of my friends.
I'm going to ghost your ass again.
I'm going to be at your wedding haunting you.
All right, so she got to leave this guy alone. He's married.
Yeah, the hot cold thing is a sign of he has no respect for you or he got somebody else.
How could you even be attracted to somebody that's doing this to you?
Because you've been hurt before and you have unhealed trauma.
Yeah, I was kind of talking to you because I'm like, what would make you go back to try to like talk to somebody that ghosted you?
I'm used to trauma. It's my comfort zone.
And so if he calls you right now, would you go back?
Go back to what?
Tony.
No, not him. No.
I don't believe you. I kind of feel like your
No, because last time I saw him, he fell off.
Oh, he fell off. But if he was still fine, and he ghosted you twice, mind you.
Probably.
You are great.
So I can ghost him back.
If you're a therapist, please hit up my friend Claudia Jordan. That's who we need to slide in her DMs, okay?
I do need a therapist.
Where can they find you to therapist you?
Oh, in a cemetery, because I keep getting ghosted, I guess. Find me at Claudia Jordan, except Tony. Don't hit me up, Tony. I'm playing.
Tony, she said one more chance.
No, I was just playing.
Get rid of that gut you got, and then maybe she'll take you back.
No, he fell off.
Okay, well, y'all can slide in my DMs. Ask Star and L'Oreal, L-O-R-E-L. Follow us on the Unjust and Run podcast on Instagram, and we're gonna get out of here.
Can the guy that goes to L'Oreal please call in, because I want to talk to you?
No, I'm actually gonna reach out to him.
You're gonna reach out to your ghost?
I am, because I want to know. I'm gonna be like, yo, what did I do?
So next show I'm gonna come back with my ghost experience. It was ghost light, and you come back with your ghost experience.
Is this embarrassing to even ask though? Is he gonna be like, what is wrong with this girl? This is why I ghosted her in the first place.
But you have someone, so it doesn't matter. You don't care.
Yeah, so do I have to tell my guy that I'm gonna ask him?
Just say we're doing a social experiment.
Is that like cheating?
No, it's a social we're doing a social experiment for the show.
Okay.
It's just for content.
Yeah, I want to know what he has to say.
Why'd you? Yeah.
I'm dying to know. I'm about to call him now. Let's see. Oh, I don't have his number.
Because he ghosted you.
No, because I delete people when I don't rock with
he
them.
He deleted
anymore.
You first.
No, so I think I deleted him because he ghosted me.
Oh, I love it. I broke up with you first.
No. I definitely deleted him because he ghosted me.
Oh, he didn't leave me. I left him.
No. He definitely left me. Well, we weren't together, so he definitely ghosted me. Yeah. I'm admitting
it. You sure weren't.
How many times did you ghosted again? If you can, how you can hear. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Ooh, L'Oreal, I'm from the dead. It's my ghost voice. No, was it good?
No.
Okay, I'm not a ghost.
You got ghosted. You're going to get ghosted again by Tony when he calls you this week. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Listen to the past episodes. And give us 5 stars, because we love 5 stars. We're 5-star chicks.
There we are.
All right, we're going to get back dressed. And we're out of here. Thank you, Macy.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Unjust and Run podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.